So it has been a long time for my talk about this, the practice of Bodhisattva Kitisgaba or Bodhisattva Astor Bodhisattva. So how many of you did not come for the past talk? 你们有哪一些之前没有来的? Some of you. But you can go to the website because the Earth Store Sutra. So I'm going to talk about the three. It's really hard to go through the whole thing. Okay. So this is a serious talk that about the practice of Bodhisattva Kitisgaba, and then his practice is written. Describe in these three sutras that I will share. The first sutra is called the Sutra of Bodhisattva Kitisgaba's Vow, or Earth Store Sutra, that most people know. And the second sutra that I will share is the Sutra for the Divination and Discernment of the Consequence of Wholesome and Unwholesome Karma. This sutra sounds very simple, but it's actually very deep. It talk about the true suchness, what is the true world is, and how we can practice in order to see the true world. And the third sutra that I would talk about is called the Sutra of Mahayana Great Assembly for Bodhisattva Kitisgaba Ten Vehicles. This sutra is very important for practitioners because I will share seven major methods that usually for practitioners to get liberation, and also these seven methods are the foundation for all the practices. And so the first sutra, we focus on the faith and vows of this Erstos Bodhisattva. And the second sutra is focused on the faith and the understanding of the Dharma. And the third sutra is focused on the faith and the practice. Okay, so it's go from the vows to understanding the Dharma and then to the practice. And right now, I hope that by the end of this year, I will finish the Store Sutra, and then next year we will continue go on to the next sutra. And the first sutra sounds simple and straightforward, but yet it has all the scope, for all the Buddha's scope of universal views, means the 10 realms. That what is the Buddha see this world. 我刚刚讲就是我们这个系列的演讲呢，它会讲到三部有关于地藏菩萨的经典。第一部的经典呢叫做地藏本愿功德经，是大家最熟悉的。那第二部呢是赞茶善恶业报经。那赞茶善恶业报经看起来有点好像很简单，而且又赞茶，不知道 是不是在玩什么把戏啊？老实说，赞茶三个业报经还真的蛮难懂的。它有分上下两品，上卷呢，讲的是说为什么，告诉我们为什么我们会有这样的业报身，我们为什么会有这样的业。那下卷呢，是告诉我们什么是一时境界，一时的境界是什么，那我们要怎么修？有两个主要的法门。 非常的难，我还是看得不是很懂。第三个经叫做大圣大吉地藏十轮经，那这部经很少人听过，也很少人讲。那我基本上这三部经都是参考孟参老和尚的，还有我自己研读一些祖师大德的注解，那大部分都不是我自己个人的，一少部分是我个人的体验，然后再加上祖师大德的解释。 那大圣 地藏十轮经呢，他讲了七个很重要的法门的修行。这七个修行的法门呢，其实是所有佛教所有修行的一个基础，好，就七个。好，那所以地藏经是主要着重在讲信跟愿，那赞察三恶业报经重视的是信跟解。好，就是我们地藏经讲了那么多现象，哇，这么多事情到底是什么道理呢？好，在赞察三恶业报经里面会讲。那你知道了，你也发愿了，然后你也知道到底是怎么一回事的时候呢，最重要我们还是要修行的哈。那第三部经呢，就告诉我们真的要怎么修行哈。Okay, so in my previous talk, I talk about the first most important is about vow. Okay, so I talk about how wonderful this sutra is, that the Buddha praised this sutra a lot, and also this sutra, a store sutra, is the story that when Buddha knew that he is going to leave this samsara world, and but he still worried about those who are not liberated, and so he kind of like, you know, passed his vow and give it to sort of like transfer his legacy to the Earth Sorcerer, say, you know, those people I did not deliver, please continue to deliver them. And it's kind of this process. And then so I talk about the vows that is throughout the sutra. The Bodhisattva makes his vow four times at the different levels and from the different causes and conditions. And, yeah. 那我之前也讲到哈，刚开始讲说其实地藏本愿哈，它代表了就是上乘佛道下化众生的一个本愿了哈。那它这部经呢，虽然看来是讲因果的道理，可是呢它却代表了一个我们讲哈，这一个真一真法界哈，实法界的一个现象哈。那它又是就是它是不依不异的了哈。然后我们看到相的东西，可是我们要看到它性的部分哈。那接下来，然后后来我就讲用地藏经前半段哈上卷呢，讲了地藏王菩萨四次发愿的过程。好，那每一次发的愿呢，重点不太一样，然后它代表的意义也不太一样。好，那这是我们之前讲过的哈。当然也提到了佛陀哈，释迦牟尼佛他就是佛的一个加持力哈。他等于是说他要涅槃哈，涅槃之前，他到刀立天为母说法之后，又回到。人间来的时候呢，他就讲涅槃经，然后他就涅槃了哈。所以他等于有点像托孤了哈，写遗嘱了哈，就说哎呦，释迦牟尼佛发愿要救度所有的众生，结果他还是有一些刚强难调难服的人众生哈，他很放心不下。所以在这部经典里面呢，那个佛世尊呢，就把我们这群还没有度的人哈，就交给了地藏王菩萨，说你一定要交代他好几次，说你一定要把他们哈，他一点点善根，你都要把他度哈，到弥勒成佛的时候，我们都要被得度的哈。OK, so then we have many stories, and then we talk about filial piety. Okay, so the so called filial piety.Is the core of this sutra. The Bodhisattva Kittisgabra, he make his vow majorly based on he want to save her mother. Okay, so there are two vows related to saving her mother. So, and I talk about why the filial piety is so important for practitioner, okay? And we talk about, you know, we have to thank our parents, appreciate them. And then we talk about, even though maybe the relationship between us and our parents maybe not that okay, maybe there are problems, but it actually has a very deep causes and conditions and consequence factor that for us to transform. So there is a saying by the patriarch saying that you cannot get liberated without help your parents liberate first. So there is a reason. Okay, I briefly mentioned that. 那我又讲到了孝道。 那孝道在这部经也被称为是孝经。 为什么呢？ 因为孝道的这个意涵呢， 它其实也让了地藏王菩萨在经典里面呢， 为了救度他的母亲发了两次的众愿。 最后一次的众愿是最被大家知晓的。 那孝道它代表的是什么意义？ 那我们跟父母亲的关系， 虽然不见得很圆满， 甚至可能是很悲惨啊， 但是呢， 跟父母亲的关系， 还有我们怎么样借由跟父母亲的关系里面去超越， 这是一个在因缘果的道理上来讲呢， 是一个非常重要的一个， 一个契机。 假设我们可以像地藏王菩萨一样， 就是说 为我们这个不好的关系，父母的关系呢， 做一个提升跟超越的时候呢， 这个力量是可以让救度无量的众生。 那这在地藏经里面有讲到， 那这个道理也是非常的深的。 为什么你发愿， 然后你就可以救你的母亲， 为什么连他周围的人也都一起被渡？ 这在因果上来讲， 老实说， 如果你用一个很单纯的因果观念来讲， 你就觉得不合理嘛， 怎么可能嘛？ 可是它有它的道理的。 So we talk about, you know, why you make vows for your mothers, and you can kind of like help him to become a Buddha in the future, and also all the people around her got liberated as well. And from the causes and conditions and consequences principle, this doesn't make sense. You know, it's like, you know, you pay $1, you get $1. How come you pay $1, you get $1,000 back? That doesn't make sense. But in the sutra, there is a reason. It is still follow the causes and condition and consequence principle. And basically, it's about the true, what the true compassion really means. Okay, once we know what the true compassion, the great compassion really means, and then we will apply this compassion, the filial piety, compassionate with parents, and extend it to all the people. Because all the people one time ever being our parents, okay. 所以我们在讲到最后呢， 讲到孝道的道理， 其实最后讲的是大慈大悲的道理。 什么叫做大慈大悲呢？ 什么叫做慈悲父母亲？ 什么叫做慈悲敬爱天下的人？ 就是天下的众生都曾经是我的父母。 这样的一个 一个孝顺之道其实就是为众生拔苦与乐，这是慈悲真正的一个道理。那接下来讲到因缘果的道理的时候呢，我们上次就讲到什么是佛教正确的因缘果观念。 So then we, last talk, we ended with explain the concept of causes and consequences. What is the right view of causes and consequences? 什么是因果的正确观念呢？ The first, it got to base on mind only. It's not about the environment, not about others, not about the material. It's about the mind. And second, it's not one causes, it's multiple, it's not one causes and one consequence. It's multiple causes to multiple consequences. So when we see, as a Buddhist, when we see things, we cannot say, okay, it's all your fault. So that's why I'm miserable. That's called one causes and one consequence. It's not like that, okay? And there's no any fixed object as the initial cause. I know that people keep telling me, you know, Vasu, I'm depressed. I plan to move. Okay, many people say that because of the result of the election. I know that the process of election make people depressed, and that the outcome make people depressed as well. So then we have a protest, right? Manhattan yesterday, and many California want to be independent. Okay, so many things. This outcome, I don't know. We got to see it. It's not one cause to one consequence. It's multiple causes to multiple consequences. And there you cannot find the initial cause. The Trump is not the initial cause. caused. Okay, so we will see if we get time, we can share, or I can share what 师父 say. 那因果观念哈，有几个正知见，大家一定要了解哈。前三个，第一个是这样哈，就是说所有的因果观都是建立在我们的心，绝对不是外界的人事物。好，所有的因果观都发生在我们的内心里面。好，第二个呢是佛教讲的因果，绝对不是一因一果，或是一因多果，一定是多因多果嘛，哈。第三个是说，你找不到第一因的，你找不到第一因哈。那很多人都啊，最近从那个投票的那一天，哈，选总统那一天以来，大家就已经进入这个紧张最高峰了哈。那其实我自己一早起来，第一个是赶快手机打开看谁当选嘛。So first the morning in the four o'clock when I woke up, the first thing I did is, you know, check out the cell phone to see who got elected. I'm also very care about the result, right? And 所以呢，那今天大家就开始好多人哦，不然西方人、东方人都一样哦，大家就在谈论说，哎，糟糕了，这怎么办哈？那是不是要搬家了哈？啊。上次我去多伦多，哎，真的有美国人去多伦多看房子，准备选举结果一开始结束，他就要搬到加拿大了哈。就是说，大家会觉得说，哇，都他这个总统一定我们会怎样？好，就是说，就是一因一果吧，哈，或是说他是就是主要的因哈。这一我们佛教徒要训练自己呢，看待事情绝对不可以落入一因一果哈，或是第一因，或是这种说是他让我的生活怎么样哈，一定是从我们的心开始哈。And I, OK, OK. And next, the fourth is that the fourth important things that we note about causes and consequences is not other people cause me to have this consequence. So it's like you are the causes, I'm the consequence. It's not like that. It's my causes, it's to my consequence. So the president won't cause me suffering.I make myself suffer. Okay. And the fifth factor, the fixed guideline is it's everything is subjective, not objective. What does it mean? actually I decided, not you decided. Okay, because I myself know my mind. I myself can change my mind. I myself can decide how I perceive this world and these things. So it's subjective, not objective. And also we will talk about the causes and consequences actually are intertwined, and it happened at the same time. So usually we talk causes and consequences, oh, long time ago I did such a thing, so 10 years later I received this consequence. So there's a time differences, right? The causes is it, and the consequences. But then in the Earth Store Sutra, it tells us the causes and the consequence happen at the same time. When you make vows, everything, the consequence change. The vow is your causes. Everything change. All the consequences change. And I talk about, you know, being poor. You know, being poor. You never make enough money. No matter how hard you work, how hard you try, you just being poor. This, if from Buddhist point of view, it's a karma. Okay, we will talk about it today. Karma. So in other words, this is a consequence from your past action. So that's why this life, your karma is being poor. But if being poor become a driving force for you to make vows to help all the poor people, and one day you become the president of the United States, and you make policy to help all the people, then being poor is the causes for you to become a good president. So the causes actually depends on what you are right now. If you can take advantage of the experience of being poor to help people, then being poor is not a bad karma. It's a good karma for all the people in the United States. Okay? If you are a rich guy from you were born, you never understand how poor people need and how people poor people feel. How can you help them? Right? Okay. 因果观念好,456, 第一个就是说, 绝对不是他因自果, 一定是自因自果, 哦, 不是说他, 他这个做坏事的这个因, 哦, 让我呢, 得到了这个这么, 这么, 这么, 这个, 这个 不好命运的果, 哦, 一定是你自己的因, 讲成你自己的果, 哦, 就不要怪他人, 绝对不要怪他人, don't blame others. So, 所有的事情我们都要来用因果，假设我们有正确的因果观念， 我们来检视一下为什么我们会这样， 那我们才有机会转换嘛。 那第二个是说， 你只可求之主观而不应求之客观， 意思就是说， 只有我们自己， 主观可以决定 这个因果到底是怎么一回事。 绝对不是说大家都说他是坏人，所以他是坏人，就说大家说他是好人，他就是好人；大家都说你是好人，你就是好人，不是这样的。你自己知道你是好人还是坏人，那个人呢，他对你是好还是坏呢？你自己知道，对不对？不是大家投票决定的嘛，就是只能诉之于主观，不要求之于客观。 那这样的状况之下，我们就知道说要成为自己新的主人，怎么去改变呢？ 怎么去掌握因缘，然后让因缘果呢变成是一个什么？第四个，华严十玄门讲到的因果相摄，因果同时，就是任何一个时候，所有的一切现象都是什么？都是 《华严经》讲的真如法界的圆满境界。好，那什么叫因果相摄、因果同时？那以前我们了解因果都是那时候的因产生现在的果，对不对？ 那因果相摄是说它两个是纠缠在一起的啦，因跟果是纠缠在一起的，而且呢讲因果同时。所以为什么说地藏王菩萨有没有婆罗门女，他 一发愿哦，他的母亲就受记成佛嘞。好啊，他周围的人都，我才刚发愿呢，我又还没做什么事，好啊，怎么会让母亲就受记成佛呢？原因就是因果同时。好，那我之前有举一个例子，就说，哎呀，我们这辈子就出生在贫穷家里嘛，哈，啊，这辈子已经过了大半辈子，怎么努力赚钱，就是没有钱，好不容易有钱哈，不是被不孝的子女哈花去了，要不然就朋友把你骗去了哈，就说你怎么弄，怎么奇怪呢？就是我蛮好的一个人啊，为什么我就不能成为有钱人，赚钱赚不了呢？那在我们的等一下就会讲哈，这是我们的业嘛哈，业报嘛哈，过去是做了没该做的没做，不该做的做了，所以这辈子就是没钱嘛哈，那没钱这个事情是好还是不好了？好，假设你一直 complain 啊，然后你最后决定去偷去抢了，其实是不好的业嘛。但是如果说你今天从困苦之中，你就有一天你小小的心灵你就发愿说，我以后长大我一定要帮助贫穷的人，因为你在贫穷的 neighborhood 嘛，大家那么辛苦，你觉得我以后赚钱我一定要把这个 community 弄得很好，或是有一天你真的是很幸运 ，here there's a seat， 可能要搬一点椅子出来，所以你决定说，有一天你奋发图强，哇，有一天你真的成为美国总统了哈，然后你就会想办法你的政策什么各方面也好，你就去救济贫穷。哇，这个时候呢，你今生小时候出生在贫穷家庭的困苦生活，变成是你成为一个伟大总统的因，造福了这么多人。所以成为贫穷，它这个看似是业报的这个果，它其实是另外一个殊胜的因，那决定在你现在。你决定它到底是什么因，好，所以它因果是同时的哈。So what I want to say is, as a Buddhist, as a practitioners, that is what we need to learn and practice, is apply the right view and right practice in our daily life. What is the correct right view about causes and consequences?Okay. Don't blame others and then change ourselves first. Okay. So let's continue talk about karma. Okay. Karma, retribution. Okay. Karma means we did a lot of things in the past and that become our karma.And that karma, if you did something really bad repeatedly, and then it become a driven force for you to make the same decision again and again in this life because it become a habit. That's called karmic force. Okay? And what is karmic retribution? According to the sutra, if we keep the five precepts, or if we practice the 10 virtuous deeds, then the karma we accumulated will lead us to reborn as a human or heavenly beings. Okay. On the other hand, if you keep breaking your five precepts, you killing people, you cheating people, you do a lot of bad things, and then also you commit the 10 unwholesome deeds, then your karma will bring you to the hell or become a ghost being or animal or something. So that's called karmic retributions. So today we can be born as a human beings. Means that we have enough good karma for us to become a human. And a human can practice. Human can understand Dharma. Okay. Human can help people. We can be practice compassion and we understand the wisdom. Okay. 那我要讲众生业报，我们的业报是什么？ 那业是什么呢？ 业力我们之前有讲，就是说如果我们在过去生做过很多事，善事恶事好的不好的我们一定都做过了，在做这个东西，假设呢有几种行为呢，我们是一直重复一直重复一直重复的在做的时候呢，它就变成一种业力，这种业力呢，它就会一生跟着一生就跟着我们，然后会 会主导我们怎么做决定。好，那怎么做决定就会有怎么样的结果。好，那这是业力的产生。但是呢，什么叫做业报呢？假设我们持五戒修十善，那我们就累积的足够的这个业因，让我们成为人天嘛。那假设说 我们过去是杀盗淫妄酒样样来，然后呢，然后食不善业通通去做，那我们就很有可能就不知道地狱就变恶鬼嘛，要不然就变畜生。And then when we have the karmic retribution, either become a heavenly beings, become ghost, become animal, human, heavenly being, or you become a dragon or the king of the ghost, then we have different body to perceive this world. Okay, for example, here from the sutra, the H2O, water. Heavenly beings see water as magma, and ghosts see water as sepsis, and fish, water is their air, is their home. Okay, human, water is a drink. For heavenly beings, water become crystal, clear crystal, and dragon, the water become their palace. It's really hard for us to imagine, you know. Like when we see water, it becomes crystal. If you have read the Amitabha Sutra, you know, the Western Paradise, the crystal, the ground is crystal, and then the gold and everything, the tree is jewel tree. It's like, oh. But do we know that we never leave this place? We don't have to travel thousands, billions of miles to go to Western Paradise. The Western Paradise is here. It's just like we practice strong enough that when we die, how we perceive this world change. I mean, our karma retribution change. And this world immediately become a pure land. So the world change through our mind, not by decoration. Okay. 那所以呢，那既然我们有了一个业报身，就看要变人还是变鬼，还是去地狱。那我们看这个世界，怎么样去解那个讯息进来，我们这个身体就决定我们怎么解读这个世界了。那我们人生，我们的眼睛看，就说，我以水来讲，经典上讲的，他说， 地狱的众生呢，看到水就是沸腾的岩浆，有没有？地狱里面不是说那个很热嘛，又怎样怎样？对我们来讲，它其实是水呢，那恶鬼道的众生看水是脓血，很臭的脓血。那畜生道看水，当然像比如说像鱼，水就是它的空气，就是它的家。 那人当然就是饮料咯，我们一定要水来维生哈。但是天人呢，看水它就是一个水晶，漂亮的水晶哈。那像龙王呢，水是他的龙宫宫殿呢，还不是家 fish， 水比较低等啊哈，福报没那么大，所以只是他的空气而已哈。那龙王的话，那个水是他的宫殿呢，哈。哎，你看。不同的业产生不同的业报身，那我们的主居住的环境就依着我们的业报身而来改变。好 ，So that's we talk about causes and conditions of karma. We were just talking about the retribution of karma.And why we have the retribution of karma, we call it the causes and conditions of karma. And for example, if we are born as a human, then causes and conditions are we keep the five precepts, and then we do the 10 wholesome deeds. Okay? And then if you were born as animal or you go to become a ghost,hungry ghost, then causes and conditions of your karma is you break the five precepts and you commit the 10 unwholesome deeds. Okay? So when we try to change our lives, what we need to change? We need to change the causes and conditions of the karma, not change the environment.Because the causes condition of the karma change, all the environment change. Okay. And the retribution of the karma has two parts. We call it the direct retribution and the conditional retribution. What is the direct contribution? The direct contribution is our body. Like, you know, I'm a human.Everybody's human, right? But you are American and I'm a Chinese. It's somehow different, right? And okay, you are American, then you were born in the north part of America or south part of America. It's a little bit different. Or you are born as a black or white people, different. Or, you know, your family come from different country, even though we are born in the America, but you come from different people, and maybe something change, okay? And then so, and that's called, so you have different outlook, right? The skin look different, hair, the eyes, and then we have different height, right? Some people tall or some people short. You like to be tall or short?Doesn't matter. But if you want to become a model, then you gotta be tall, right? And skinny. Okay, you want to be fat or skinny? Skinny, but do you like to eat or not? This is difficult. And then some people have good looking, handsome looking, beautiful looking, right?And some just look normal. But it really depends, right? When you get married, you will see your spouse is the most beautiful, handsome people in this world, right? And then, you know, we have different. We have the same karma as we are humans. But we have different karma that directly happened to us. That's called direct retribution, okay? But what is conditional retribution?If we were born in America, so you know, when our animal come from Taiwan, when they come here, they say, wow, the sky is so blue here, the air is so fresh, the moon is so big. The moon, okay. I'm like, okay, this is in New York, the air is not good. We got to go to Seattle. But from them, you know, in being in Taiwan, the air pollution, you know, the water is not clean. And here seems heaven to them, you know. And so the environment. And also here we have the freedom of speech. We can say whatever we want, right? And first thing I come to U.S. back to 1992, the first thing I was shocked is like, how can you make fun of the president of the United States? People in a cartoon, they teasing the president, and they make fun of it in a TV show, you know? Like in Taiwan, how can you do that? Even though we have certain kind of freedom of speech, but president of the country, you know? But here, the people seem to be very used to, you know, like the night show, people just make fun of the president from any aspect. Okay. So we're living in different environment. Depends on where you were born, right? And also, if you are being rich family, you can get whatever you want. You know, you can have good car, good house, good food, everything. That's called conditional retribution. But on the other hand, good conditional retribution doesn't guarantee you are a happy person. Agree? Now, 现在讲齁, 我们讲业报齁, 那业报有两个部分, 就是有讲正报跟依报。 正报就是我们这个人生嘛齁, 那我们都是人, 所以我们有同样的正报, 但是正报里面还有, 我们有共业, 还有什么, 别业呢齁, 比如说, 有人是白种人啊, 黑种人啊, 黄种人, 我们不同皮肤的颜色, 对不对? 那我们有高的矮的, 胖的瘦的, 对不对? 大家, 我觉得东方人都比较喜欢高, 因为我们大部分都比较矮, 对不对? 那你要瘦还是胖? 要瘦, 但是你喜不喜欢吃? 哦, 也喜欢, 那又想要瘦, 啊, 就很两难嘛, 哦, 那, 那叫做你高矮胖瘦, 那就是你的正报, 哦, 你寿命长短等等的, 哦, 那你皮肤的颜色, 就是我们的正报, 那什么是依报呢? 就是你生活的环境嘛, 哈, 假设你出生在台湾, 或是出生在美国, 哎, 就不一样的环境, 哈, 那我们每次法师们从台湾来, 每个都说, 哇, 这里的空气好新鲜哦, 天空好蓝哦, 月亮怎么那么大, 哦, 那对我们来讲说, 纽约不好啦, 西雅图比较好啦, 哦, 对不对? 比较的嘛, 哈, 但是这个环境相对来讲比较好, 比如说言论自由, 哈, 我92年第一次到美国来的时候, 看电视嘛, 我最让我震惊的说, 哎呦, 他们怎么可以 开总统的玩笑, 美国总统, 大家, 哦, 挖苦他, 写漫画, 批评总统, 从各个角度, 就是无所不用其极的, 就是反正他们对总统不满, 他们就讲, 但是对, 在那时候的台湾来讲, 你不能乱讲, 国家元首呢, 怎么可以这样讲嘛, 但是, 他们来讲, 他们就很正常嘛, 齁, 所以这个地方, 它就是, 美国就是一个比较自由, 比较开放的一个国家, 那你生在这里, 总比生, 那你生在比如说那个, 还有哪个国家, 蛮痛苦的, 啊, 中东啦, 齁, 或是哪里啊, 齁, 哇, 那你就, 悲惨了嘛, 齁, 那就是依报, 齁, 那有正报跟依报, 但是呢, 我们为什么会有这样的一个正报, 依报, 它是来自我们的业缘, 就是, 业的因缘, 好, 那我们地藏经不是讲吗? 假设地藏王菩萨救度众生的时候呢, 他是要拔除什么? 救度众生, 好, 的那个着力点是在拔除根本业缘, 好, 不是你缺钱, 我给你钱, 好, So, when the earth store Bodhisattva vowed to help sentient beings in the sutra, he clearly said that the way he helps sentient beings is to 拔除怎么讲? Root out, you know, from the root, pull out the roots of the causes and conditions of your karma. you know, what does it mean? Okay. 我们如何拔除根本业缘呢？ Okay, here. I read something in the sutra for you. So when the four heavenly kings asked the Buddha, saying, you know, Bodhisattva Kitisava, he has been making vows so many times. And from the Buddha, you say that he has been helping people for a very, very, very long time. So how come not all the people got liberated? Still many people suffer. And then so he need to keep making vows. Okay, the Buddha say, because the Bodhisattva's vow cannot be fulfilled because all the sentient beings have the very, very deep karma, and they commit the bad deeds again and again. So when they got liberated, and then soon they come back to the hell again. You know, it's like, help you out of the hell, and then you know it's just like taking a morphine or something. You know, oh, I'm in pain, and give you a shot of morphine, and you feel good. When the morphine is not effective, and you are pain again. That's called not derooted or pull out the roots of your karma. So, for example, if you are an angry person or craving person, then you are in suffer. Then we say, okay, let's meditate. Calm, count your breath. Okay, you calm down for a little bit. When you walk out the door, and when you see something, you get angry again. Then you go to hell again. So meditation become morphing for you, just like release your energy for a little bit while. But you're not pouring out your causes and condition of your angry karma. Being angry. You know what I mean? So what is the causes and condition of different karma? In the sutra, it says that, you know, to killers. So how to help them deroot it or root out the causes and condition of karma? The Buddha say, okay, to killers, people like to kill. Earth Store Bodhisattva says that short lifespans will be the retribution. Okay. So you say, if you like to kill, then you will have short life. That's it. So sometimes, you know, very healthy person can die suddenly, no matter what happened, accident or heart attack or something, just die very, you know, young age. And so the Buddha say, you know, why we have a short life, or why we get sick all the time and never get cured? You know, you get sick and then you take medicine, never get a cure and got cure, and then you got another disease and never got cure, and then you have all kinds of disease and sickness. And people, and Buddha said that it comes from the killing, the act of kill in the past. So what should we do? Not killing. It's not enough. We'll talk about that later. And also being, you know, for robbers, for those that would, what is that? Cheating or take away people's property, then you will be poor or you will have acute suffering. Okay, that's one of the example of the retribution of humble actions. Okay, 那佛陀因为四天王在问，在经典里面哈，四天王问佛了，他说：“哇，地藏王菩萨哈，这么久远以来发这么多愿哈，要救度众生，为什么这个众生的受苦世界的众生哦，这么多啊都。”都就不完呢哈，然后菩萨又要发愿啊，一直救，一直发愿这样子哈。他照理说他应该这么厉害哈，应该 就把我们统统就脱就解脱了吧、哦、怎么又这么多，那他怎么样帮助我们这些众生嘛？那佛陀当然讲说，哎呀，因为我们这些众生、哦、真的是这个阎浮众生，难调难服，把你救出去了、哦、然后你就不没两下你又回来了嘛、哦、那就像说哦，你很生气，好，然后就说、哦、好了，我们来打坐一下、哦、观呼吸嘛、哦、让心情平静一点嘛、哦、结果呢，好啊，打了两个小时坐，心情平静一点了、哦、就走出去又看到一个人，他又很生气、哦，然后你又从天堂又掉到地狱了嘛，哈，所以打坐变成是什么？打吗啡，就是你很生气，又打个吗啡，哈，平静两个小时，然后这样又看到一个什么东西，你又生气，好，然后再来打吗啡，哈，那这就不是拔除根本业缘了，哈，因为你根本的业缘没有拔除，所以他就一次又一次的犯，所以我们才会一次又一次的进地狱嘛，啊，我地藏王菩萨就很忙嘞，哈，哇，这送出去怎么又来了，哈，这个那所以呢，后来地藏王菩萨他的方法就这样，他就告诉你你的业缘是什么。好，比如说他是杀生的人，他就说你素养短命啦、啊。好，比如说我奇怪呢，我儿子这么优秀，这么年轻，这么善良的一个人，怎么就二十几岁往生了呢？不能理解。好，那我修桥铺路呢，哈。但为什么我怎么都老是生病啊，吃药啊，也病也不会好，看什么名医也好不了啊，一直生病一直生病。好，其实你的根本业缘不是没有找到好医生，哈哈，你的根本业缘也不是你没有做善事，你的根本业缘是你往昔杀了太多生命，你抢别人的生命你怎么会长寿嘛？其实我们的生命是一切因缘聚合而来的，我们的生命不是我们自己的，我们的生命是众生因缘合而来的。假设你在你的因缘里面有很多是把人家的性命拉走的，那你的业报也是人家会拉你的性命，不可能长寿的嘛。那要怎么样拔除这个杀生的这个业缘呢？不杀生是不够的。So, you know, we have to understand, you know, life, where does life come from? You know, how long can you live? It's not depends on your mother or you. You know, your mother give you a healthy body, then you have long life. It's not just that. Okay, it's one of the causes and conditions.How long we can live in this world depends on all the conditions around you. If this world needs you, you live, no matter how sick you are. I mean, bodies. And if this world doesn't need you, or, you know, then, you know, if you, in the past life, you always take people's life away, no matter if it's human or animal.And the people, the conditions, and the causes, people will take your life away. This is called the causes and consequences. And so, how can you take out the causes and conditions, make a change? You have to give people life. How? How can you give people life? I'm like,I'm not a supernatural power monk, you know. How can I give people life? 那不杀生不够呢？哈，你要怎么样给众生生命？如何给众生生命呢？啊，中国人他说：“哦，我去放生，好，放生哈，啊，现在放生是怎么放的？”去抓一大堆乌龟，然后再把它放了，不是让乌龟哦平白的被人家抓一趟，虐待一下，然后再把它放了哈。去抓一些，人家去抓一点鱼过来。So for Chinese people, there is a in ancient time that's true, because in ancient times, it's very hard to get meat, right? So people have cows, people fishing to get a lot of fish, and then the people like to eat turtle because turtle is a very good Chinese medicine. And then, so when people see that the people get the, you know, catch those animals, then they will pay money, buy those fish, buy those turtle, and they go. Put it back to the ocean or to where they belong. That's called give people life. It gives sentient beings life. Okay. But now, it's a different story. So Chinese people still like to, you know, like, this is a special season, Guanyin Bodhisattva's birthday, or Buddha's birthday. That's do the, 放生怎么讲英文? Let's do this practice. So the businessmen say, okay, those Buddhists, Chinese Buddhists, they need a lot of turtle and fish. So they go catch a lot of turtle and fish and sell you for you to put them back. And those turtle and fish just like, oh, and then suffer because people need to catch a whole bunch of them and in order for them to let them go. Then this is not it. I think for modern life, what does that mean to give people life? Really, first, don't ask if people are cheating you or not. But do whatever you can or you can afford. If you see homeless people, if you see people suffer, give them a little food. Give them a box, $1, $2, depends on your ability. You don't have to give them all your money, but the people may die because the cold winter. You just like, you know, give them a better life or something. Give contribution. And if you are a boss, right, people need jobs. You know, we heard a lot of people, you know, business people, they want to make money. Of course, everybody wants to make money. But if you, what is that called? Squeeze. You think that your employee is your labor, you know, like, you know, you squeeze their energy and time, just work hours and hours for you to make more money. Abuse or something. Labor driver or something. There is a term. Slave driver. Okay. Oh, come on. You can give people a better life because it's very precious for you to become a boss. You have karma. So that's why you can become a boss or business, successful businessman. But if you take this advantage and you make people suffer, you make your employees suffer, and they don't have time for their family, they don't have money to vacation with their kids, then maybe think about this. Give people a better life. Then your life will change. Or, you know, sometimes you really, when people make mistakes, we all make mistakes, right? Let's talk about justice. Let's punish these people. Yeah, you know, in front of the law, if you make mistakes, you have to take your responsibility. You may need to go to jail, you may need to do something. But other than that, shall we, after they come out from the prison, shall we give them a chance? I mean, to have a new life? You know, 那我们讲放生哈，像我们现在的生活里面哈， 放鱼、放乌龟那个就不用了。尤其是在美国，本来就是一个动物权利保护的一个国家哈，本来动物就是被受保护的吧哈，不用再走这一招去放什么放乌龟、放那个哈，除非你真的看到什么乌龟掉下来，或是它受伤的鸟，你就要去救它。好，但是不要特别的说我要去买一大堆乌龟来放哈。或是放鱼这种东西，那你会让生意人呢为了你的这种，那你反而让这些动物就还要被捕的，被捕痛苦一遭，然后再被你放掉啊，然后你不小心又放错淡水鱼，放到咸水鱼你把它咸死了，就是那反而杀生，你知道吗？那问题是我们要怎么放生，在我们现代的生活里面，现代的世界里面，就是给人一条生路。好，比如说我们现在有很多那个无家可归的嘛，那我们有很多人他真的是穷到不行，他没有工作了，他生活陷入了一个困境，就走已经到了极限了哈。假设你有这样的朋友，其实你还有一点能力，你帮他，你也不要求他还你钱，好，借他一点钱，给他一点尊严嘛哈。那你说哎呦法师，我这么多 homeless， 我哪有那么多钱？说奇怪，那你总有两块吧，帮助一个是一个嘛哈。那最主要是说，当我们在帮助别人的时候，千万不要想说他是不是在骗我，这样你的布施你的这个帮助他人的这种心态就打了一个折扣。就当我们帮助别人的时候，你就不要想说他是不是骗我，他是真或是假的，你就抱着一颗我想让人家过更好生活的一个心，你给他一块，给他两块，给他一点食物哈。假设你是很有钱的人，你是一个老板的时候呢，你很想赚很多钱，没错了哈。但是你要不要给你的那个叫什么员工好一点的生活？好，你可以要求他一天工作16个小时，16个小时。可是你要不要给他一点时间过好一点的生活，跟家人一起过好一点的生活？当你赚很多钱的时候，你要不要分给你的员工，让他们有一点钱跟家人过一点好有品质的生活，或是去 vacation 嘛你的一点点的小小的动作，其实可以给很多人呢更好的生活。这就是放生呢，对吧？那同样的道理啊，当我们遇到犯错的人，犯错是应该受惩罚了哈，因为法律之前你就必须，你真的是杀人放火了哈，你真的是犯下了一些错误，法律之前你必须要承担这个责任，好，就你要去监牢啦或是什么，对不对？可是当他们服刑完毕出来的时候，我们要不要给他一个机会，一个新生活的机会？好，就说这叫做放生，给人一条生路。好 ，so that's one of the example saying that you know when we reflect ourselves, you know what kind of karma you have. You've been sick all the time, or you never can make enough money, and so maybe in the past life.For some reason, you take people's belonging or possessions away. It doesn't mean just money. You know, maybe their wisdom. You know, you do a lot of things. You just take other people's things without their permission. That's called cheating or stealing. Okay. So being poor all the time.We will encourage people to what? Yes, to give. Because you take too much from people in the past. Now we have to give. So give and take need to be balanced, right? You practice giving. You're giving. You have extra food, extra clothes, extra time to being volunteers, helping people on the street, or you help people.Practice giving. You know how rich people can be rich? Do you think it's really they are intelligent people, they very smart, they have strategy, they can you know, do you think really that make them rich? Huh? Advantage? Bondage. Yeah, okay. Yeah, your rich parents give you a lot of money. I'm sorry. I heard two cases in New York that they knocked the door. And in the beginning, we think that they are crazy person. So we try to, you know, give them away because it looks really bad. That woman looks really bad. And in 10 o'clock in the morning, we close the temple. She knocked the door and she just keep, she want to stay in the temple. And then because we have no extra room, and also it's so strange that we none did. And then so we keep telling, and then finally we found out that because some of our followers know her. And she came from a very rich family in Taiwan. So when she came to U.S., her parents just give her money and she just spend. And he has been very successful businesswoman. And she told us that she has different buildings in Manhattan. In the beginning, we just feel like, okay, you're probably insane or something. Then we call the person that she claims she know. It's true. She was a very successful woman, and she has different buildings, businesses in Manhattan. And how come he become like that? You know, then we finally say, okay, we have someone volunteers took her to the hotel and pay her hotel and let her stay in the hotel, take shower. You know what happened? When we left, he asked the money back from the hotel, say about $200. He asked the money back and she said that I can stay 20 nights in Manhattan. 20 nights. Then I found out that in Manhattan there is a place, this is only for $10 a night. Just give you a bed. Lie down for 8 hours. If you want to take shower, that's $40. She said that my parents were so nice to me. They helped me. You know, all the things. I have good connection. I have all the things. But then when bad thing happened, you know, the Jinglong Fengbao, the economy went down or something happened, she lost everything and she doesn't know how to stand. Yeah, because in the past her parents helped her through all the difficulties. And it's just not one case, two cases. So, you know, no guarantee. It really, no guarantee. Okay. 那我们讲到贫穷, 对不对? 那贫穷, 哦, 那大家想要超越贫穷, 就想说, 我就更努力, 我就, 一天工作 12个小时, 16个小时, 哦, 然后我去攀援富贵, 哦, 去专门找有钱的人嘛，去攀援看看可不可以拿到一个好 job 或是什么东西，就是我们就无穷不用积极想要怎么样变得有钱，想要赚更多的钱。这个哈，这不是拔除根本业缘，就你哈，如果我们真的业力是往昔哈，曾经偷抢别人的东西，偷到别人的东西，或是偷别人的智慧财产也是偷，反正你就是拿那个没有人家没有要给你。 你去拿来的东西，你有这样的一个业哈，你注定贫穷的时候，你要拔除根本业缘，是要练习什么？练习给，因为你过去拿人家的东西太多，你先要练习给，而不是去练习哈，怎么样？ 有钱人哈、哦，他为什么会有钱？你知道吗？刚刚英文忘了讲完，还没讲完。有钱人有钱，并不是因为说他还非常的聪明，当然也是啦哈、哦。不仅仅是说他非常的聪明，或是刚刚讲你来自一个很有钱的家庭哈、哦。那我刚刚有举例哈、哦，就那天真的好几年前有人来敲门啊。说啊，你们出家人应该慈悲啊，我没有地方住，你应该让我住啊。然后看起来就是那个很奇怪的人，我们都以为他是不是疯子这样子啊。然后一直讲说他以前哦，他家多么有钱啊，然后他以前在曼哈顿有几栋楼啊，他是一个多么成功的一个事业，一直讲，然后我们都越讲越觉得他好像疯了这样子哈、啊。然后后来他就说他认识谁，后来我们就打电话去跟他确认，哎，真的，他在台湾家族非常有钱。好，然后这样。后来为什么呢？后来金融风暴开始，他的福报没了，砰一声，每事业都没有了，然后父母往生了，兄弟姐妹是不会帮助他，有刚开始帮助，可是他变成无底洞，大家也抽身了嘛，哈，他就变成流浪女人啊。然后他那天后来弄到很晚11点，后来我们就说，那不然这样好了，我们哈、哦，我们出钱让他去住旅馆，看起来真的是很 miserable 嘛，哈。去住旅馆，结果后来我们一离开哈、哦，他去跟那饭店的钱把钱要回来，他说哈、哦，这个我可以在曼哈顿住20个晚上。我说20个晚，200块怎么可以住20个晚上？后来我们才知道曼哈顿有一种哈、哦、床位哈、哦，一个晚上只要10块，睡8个小时，假设要洗澡是40块，好、哦、不洗澡的是10块，你看有多惨。所以你有来自有钱的家庭，不见得在告说你的一生都是平顺，都是有钱的哈、哦。因为那这就是要什么练习给，就是我们讲的布施。给不管什么东西，就是给你有钱有时间有什么，你有多的东西，你就要练习给。甚至你没有多的，但是别人比你更需要的时候，也要练习给，一步一步的练习嘛哈、哦。So。I didn't finish. How rich people can be rich? How a person can be the president of a country? If you want to make money from many people, mean many people buy your product or a service, you have to have good affinity with those people in the past.I can choose iPhone. I can also choose what? Samsung. Why you make this decision? Why your money goes to Apple or Samsung? Sometimes you say, oh, from my analysis. You know, why you go to this service, this hotel or something? It has its reason. So if you want to be a rich person, you want to makemoney from many people in the past, you got to have this good affinity between these people. And now we talk about president. If you want to become the president of a country, we need to, this person, if he can stay, I mean, if he can really go through a term,or something, he either in the past or from now on, he needs to build up the good affinity with most of the people of this country. Why these people vote him and not the other? There's many, many causes and consequences. And of course, the president canplay a very important part of the country, the policy and economy and you know, everything. But the outcome is not depends on him or his cabinet. Depends on every one of us. If every one of us has a good karma and good mind, we have millions billions of people here, and president is only one. Who decides the common karma for this country? It's every one of us here, not just him. Okay, but if he can become a good president, if he can be elected as the president, there's many, many causes that make it happen. Okay, 那我讲说有钱人啊，还有什么？你想被选任何一个国家的总统啊？哎呀，你们多少人是买 iPhone？ 多少人买 Samsung？ 你为什么会选这家公司不选这家公司了？好，假设你现在想创业哈，你想赚很多钱，你想赚很多钱，从很多人身上赚很多钱嘛哈？你往昔要跟这些人有好的姻缘啊，人家才会买你的东西哈，买你的服务嘛哈。同样的，如果你要当选这个国家的总统哈，就是说等于大部分人都投你嘛，好，你是不是往昔要跟这些人有一点点善缘，人家才会投你票嘛？好，啊，所以呢，就是说，能够被当选是不容易。然后你可以把这一个 term 做完，两个 term 做完，或是你可以成为真的很好的总统呢，你不仅要从往昔你跟这个国家的大部分的人民有善缘之外，你要从现在开始还要持续的增加你跟这个国家的人民的善缘，好，不然你也做不久了啦。好，为什么？因为我们这个在这个国家的共业哈，不是只有决定在一个人的身上。这个国家的共业哈，虽然一个总统他可以决定哦，什么政策啦、经济啦、军事啊，哈，东西会决定在他跟他的一个班底，可是结果哈会怎么样？其实是我们所有在这个土地上的这个国家里面的人的一个共业。那我们有几亿人在这上面。这个真的是我们要必须 ，so you know really, I know the time is up. I really want to share what our master say. You know, in the book he said that we should not wish the environment give us safety.And we should not wish other people protect us. What we can do is pursue the peace and the harmony in our mind. That's the most reliable things we can do. If we can be peaceful and take precious at the present moment, at any time and space. And then we are grounded. Our mind is grounded. And the peace will come follow. So our peace and happiness it depends on our mind. For example, right now here,Nothing really happened, right? Why should we worry? I mean, the present moment, nothing happened. We should not worry too much. Even things happen, we can die peacefully. You know, all the very great person, like Gandhi, like our master died in cancer, very painful process. The last few years that he needs to do the dialysis, he told us that his whole body is very itching. Even the bone is itching. He cannot scratch. The bone is so itching because all the metal, all the toxic stuff go into the bone. But during the surgery and before he died, His mind is very calm and peace. So the doctor and nurse was very surprised, you know, how come, you know, from the data, he can be in such peaceful state. Of course, I think I personally cannot do that. But some people can do that, means we can practice that way. You know, people may mistreat us. People, you know, the environment may be really bad, and a lot of bad people around you. But we are the one that really decided what the consequence really means to us. And if we can have the power to influence people around us to be peaceful and harmony, and one by one, then it become a common force to stabilize the whole environment, and that can really benefit most of the people. 那因为时间要快到了哈，我讲刚刚分享哈，师父讲的这个哈，其实任何时代都有不同的危机。好，那师父讲说哈，不要指望我们的环境给我们安全，也不要指望他人来保障我们的安全。那唯有自我追求内心的平安，比向外追求安全更可靠。若能时刻安住于现在的时间与空间，我们的心就更容易安住、安定与踏实。好，所以自古以来哈，什么事情都发生。可是呢，所以它不是一个新鲜事哈。这个太阳底下哈，没有新鲜事啊哈。那但是呢，我们的心，从我们的自心能够平安和平。然后你去影响隔壁的人，然后慢慢的越来越多的人能够处于和平安详的一个状态的时候呢，它其实就是一个很大的力量来安稳这个国家或是安稳这个世界。好，那它带来的结果哈，就是我们的心去决定这个现象是什么样的结果，好，去决定说它的因，好，是好的因还是不好的因。好， So all the great person, all the good person and great person, like Gandhi or the good president, they all stand out from very difficult situation. We always say that, the Chinese always say that the hero always come from the chaos situation. Hero. When this world is very happy and rich, no hero, no great person. Because those people are, why they can stand out, why they can become the leader of the chaos situation, is how they handle and go beyond the difficult situation. You know, 所以呢，在这个说，我们以前哈，我们常常中国人不是讲吗？自古英雄出乱世，乱世才会出英雄。为什么？因为他安稳生活的时候，大家都是很过得很愉快嘛，哈。为什么他们成为英雄？就是因为他们在非常艰苦、困厄、不可能的环境里面呢，他们带领的大众走出一条路来，那个让他们成为英雄。那时候也是人类精神升华的一个过程。好，不是物质升华。So that's the process that those great leaders help us, help all the people go through the chaos. It's a process to uplift the spiritual level. It's always because of the spiritual transcend, go beyond, that the humankind got lifted. It's never about material. Okay, so anyway, I have to stop today because next is another topic. But I have to, just like from this sutra, I need to remind everybody is when we perceive the phenomena happen around us, first we have to tell us it's never been one cause and one condition and one consequence. It's multiple. And we are not wise enough to see through all the causes and condition and consequence. So instead of judge, make judgment, we transform the current situation and transform the current situation so that the past causes become a good causes for us. 那今天的时间已经到了，那我觉得就是这样，地藏经其实告诉我们的一个很深的道理，就是说身为一个佛教徒，当我们在面临这个世间所有现象的时候呢，一定要先告诉自己，所有事情的发生，所有事现象的产生，它绝对不是一因一果，多因多缘多果的状况下，我们的智慧不够，没有办法看到过去是现在是，然后看到 不同空间，就是说那个多因多缘多果的状况下，因为我们还没有成佛，我们没有那个广大的慈悲跟智慧去看到这些因素，所以因缘不可说嘛，但是我们可以珍惜当下发生在我们身上的因缘呢，把它变成是，就是把过去的看似不是很好的因，借由现在的 缘跟果发生在我们身上的果跟现在当下的因缘呢，把它转换成过去的因，都是我们超越的因。好，这时候讲因果同时，就是说你现在因为你现在要走超越的路，好，所以不管什么果发生在你身上，不管什么因缘你在你的身上，你把过去不好的东西都变成是我们超越的一个因素。 那这个时候有一天，我们就会知道这个《华严经》讲的什么叫重重无尽，什么叫做一真法界，什么叫做十法界本来就是圆满的。Then you can keep practicing, and one day we will realize or understand or enlighten about what Buddha say, you know, past, present, future. Ten realms, these are no separate. And those ten realms, those from past, present, and maybe in the future, has already fulfilled, has already complete. You know, it's already 圆满, perfect, as it is. Always. Okay. Anyway, so next time, I have still three talks to finish this sutra, but I will pick up some of the important concept and story to share with you. And so hope that if you have time, then let's study this sutra together.